The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
That's literally what the Holy Spirit did through Beth, was she begins to call that arena to pray for this strip club, and she begins to speak hope and truth over the dancers. And she had no idea that I had a row of those employees, those dancers, sitting with me.
Special guest Cassie Hammett explains how God used Beth Moore to miraculously make His love known to a group of strippers. Next on Life Today.
Glad to have you. I'm James Robinson. Betty and I welcome you to Life Today. Beth Moore is back with us in Lifeway. You know, Lifeway is one of the best things that ever happened to Beth, but Beth is certainly one of the best things that ever happened to Lifeway. And you can get this incredible Bible study. You don't have to go to Lifeway to get it. You can go there. Go online and get it, but you can go to Amazon, go to any of the booksellers online and get it. This is a Bible study that she's talked about this week, taking people into real intimacy with the Lord. And I'm absolutely convinced that it will do just that. She thinks it may be the most important thing God's ever given her to share. Well, Beth is here, and she's brought a friend. She had another one of these things, these little visions, where the Holy Spirit kind of overwhelmed her, and she didn't quite realize exactly how overwhelmed she was becoming. Kind of like when she was going to go comb that man's hair, that older man who needed his hair brushed in the airport. And it's just the most watched video that we've ever posted. It's just amazing. Probably his greatest story she's ever shared. Well, she had another experience like that. So she's going to tell you about it, and she's going to tell you about her friend Cassie Hammett that she met as a result of it. Would you welcome Beth Moore and Cassie Hammett to Life Today?
Thank you so much. Thanks, God.
Okay,
yeah,
Beth.
Yes.
We're glad to see you again. You're back home. You've been spent years
back
here.
Home. Yeah. It feels so good.
You lived here for a long time.
I surely did.
Yeah, you slept back. Slept back here. Got
still makeup. Is a welcome man. I'm so happy.
We're glad you're now. Okay, you had another experience here. Like was kind of like Holy Spirit doing something you didn't quite expect. You get up one morning, you're doing Bible study in the Shreveport area. What happened?
All right, I'm going to take you back to after we landed in the city for this event, because this is where the story really does start. I was speaking at a Living Proof Live event in Shreveport, Louisiana that weekend. And I always come in on Thursday so that I can come in a day early, don't have to have the kind of drama that goes with delayed flights or cancellations on the very day of a conference, so that I can just be in my hotel room, study all day long, and have no distractions. So I always come in with a couple of different brothers in the faith. My security person always picks me up at the airport, and then we got a really dear brother that does the driving. So I'm in the back seat of the van. They're both in the front seat, and so we're driving through town. I'm excited to be there and always really nervous and all the things that go with it. And we're coming up to the hotel where we're going to stay, and I look up, and I mean, we are right in front of a large strip club. And so in that moment, I felt the awkwardness. We couldn't find a place to pull in exactly. There was a one way where we had to go around the block. So we were going all the way around it. And I was in the car with these two gentlemen. And because the marquee is showing pictures and all sorts of ads and going across, I'm just uncomfortable. I mean, if I'd been with other women in the car, the conversation might have gone one way. But it's me and then the two guys in the front. And so I'm feeling really, really awkward. And so I'm just mindful of it. And so all I said was just kind of like, whoa. And so they just kind of went like, I mean, they were just like silence. He's just driving. He's just looking straight ahead. So we get into the hotel and go to check in, and I get my room keys and they walk me up. I go into my room, and when I get into my room is looking straight on that marquee. And I want to try to explain something to you. And Cassie, I don't know if, I hope you know this, but James and Betty definitely know this about me. My feeling was not condemnation toward it. I come from a really hard background. I come from a background of early childhood sexual abuse. I had a ton of sexual dysfunction in my early life and in my adolescence. So it wasn't that. It was just trying to keep my mind captive. This, you know, here I am trying to, this was a lot for me to overcome, this background that I had. And I'm honestly, I've got this event to prepare for, and this is what I'm staring at. This is what I'm staring at. I pull the blinds to, which is not me. I love that sun coming in the room. I closed the blinds and kept them that way for the rest of the day. But the next morning, I was up early that morning. So this is Friday. The conference begins Friday evening. I went to my knees. I was so overcome, and I knew this is the beauty of it. Even after all I'd felt in the last 12 hours, I knew this is the Savior I fell in love with.
Yeah.
The one that just did that right there, that put that right out my window. So he would show me a glimpse. Is this not what I came for? Mm-hmm. Okay, so this is where Cassie comes in. Because I can't quit thinking about it. I mean, I'm like, there's no, I'll never get over it. So I go to the event that evening. Now, I don't know Cassie. She's there attending the event. So we're going to tell you a story from two different sides of the same arena. So I can't, because I cannot even think of anything else. As soon as I got up on stage, we had praise and worship. I got up on stage. She's up at the top, sitting on the other side of the arena. I get up on the stage. I go to my knees like I do. I ask them to all stand. I go to my knees. To pray and to get us started. And I said, I just got to tell you guys something. I've got to tell you what happened this morning. So I just told him, I said, you know, God, just bring it to light again that there is not a door so scandalous that Jesus would not walk into it to deliver someone. And I said, you know, the calling to be there, the sense of, are you kidding me? This is what we exist to do. Now, this is where Cassie comes in, James. So take it now with Cassie, because she's going to tell you her story of the same event.
So you heard this.
Right. So the backstory for me is I run a ministry in Shreveport for women who are coming out of exotic dancing and human trafficking and prostitution. And that's what I get to do every day of my life. It's the coolest, it's the biggest honor of my life. And at that time, we had gotten a phone call a few weeks before her event that the local team had chosen our ministry to be featured in the lobby of Beth Moore's event, which is really funny. After I like pulled myself off the floor and was like, what? You know, because we're just doing our thing, right? And they gave us this big booth, but they gave us 20 tickets to the Living Proof event. And so at the time, we had a group of exotic dancers meeting every Tuesday night in my mom's living room. And we were helping them understand the Bible. And most of them had never opened a Bible. We would say things like, you know, Abraham and Sarah, and they were just like, no, we don't know. And so we were starting from scratch. Actually, a really funny side story is I got a text one night from the girl that we're talking about tonight, Nikki, and she asked if we could get an Ark of the Covenant for our building because she read about it and it sounded so beautiful.
We really need one.
And we really needed one. So we were starting from scratch with a group of women who had been abused and rejected and tossed aside as trash and used as an object every night of their life. And they were all still dancing when we were doing this Tuesday night study. They would come study the Bible, and then they would go to work at the strip club. And I mean, so we thought when we got those tickets, how cool would it be if we gave them the opportunity to work our booth, to be kind of the ambassadors for what we're doing, put our T-shirts on them, like just put them front lines. And really, our biggest goal wasn't for them to be at the event as much as it was for them to feel that equality of like, I'm being the voice of this ministry that's currently impacting my life. And we just got to stand back. And so we were watching them just grow in boldness as they shared. I will say this, we had to walk them through many panic attacks before the doors opened because they'd never been to church. And so explaining what a Beth Moore event would be like is like, we were like, it's like church, like times a thousand.
On steroids. Yes.
And so they were really hesitant to go because their view of the church, I mean, to be honest, was not a good one. But we got them there. We had a few go in and go back out to the car and have panic attacks, but we got them there. And just watching their boldness grow as women approached the table, I told them there's going to be a lot of laughing, a lot of crying, a lot of women, a lot of the same fashion, a lot of, like, bless you, Lords. Like, you're going to hear a lot.
Yes.
Just, it's
a
lot.
Section.
Right?
Yes.
It's a lot. And so we went into the first session, and Beth got up to talk, and I just had this, like, Holy Spirit gut check of something is about to happen. And having the group that I had, I was kind of worried at what that...
yes, gut, it might not be
that,
good.
Right, what that...
going to happen.
So I just kind of sat up in my chair and looked down my aisle just to make sure everything was okay, because I had a ragtag group of people with me who had never been in this environment. And she began to talk, and I immediately... was just, I could feel my entire body be overwhelmed by the Holy Spirit. And I felt like the Lord just leaned into me and said, pay attention, like pay really close attention. Because I knew that what she was saying, I was going to have to translate what had just happened. And really, I think the best way to explain what it was like is the story where the woman of ill repute knocks on the door at Simon's house and comes into the room. And Jesus holds her up and esteems her in front of a room full of people that she assumed she'd be rejected by. That's literally what the Holy Spirit did through Beth, was she begins to call that arena to pray for this strip club, and she begins to speak hope and truth over the dancers. And she had no idea that I had a row of those employees, those dancers, sitting with me. And it was like witnessing that moment in Simon's home. It was the most accurate portrayal of just what Jesus does, is he says, hey, listen, you may have been rejected every other place, but right now in this place in front of 4,000 women, I'm going to hold you high, and I'm going to point to you in this moment. And
awesome.
The ripple effect, so I look, I'm bawling, of course, and they're all like this, just wide-eyed. Just like, because they have no concept of the Holy Spirit. I mean, these are women who have just heard of Adam and Eve. I mean, like, we've just cracked open the Bible with them. And so they all start talking amongst themselves, and they're laughing. You know, they're like, we can't believe this is happening. Like, that's our work. Like, she's talking about us. And a girl got up from her seat and came down by me, and she had, this is a different woman, but she had been battling whether she could come into our program or not and whether she was ready.
Yes.
And she was like, I'm done, I'm moving in tonight. So that was one amazing thing. But then the girl sitting next to me, her name is Nikki, and she turned to me and she was like, I have to go down front. Like, because she had heard, I guess, that there was an altar call. They have no concept of this. And she said, all these weeks, you've been telling me this stuff. Like, we've been reading the Bible, and we hear from you. Like, we hear from you and your mom and all of these people in our lives about this God. But, like, now I know that he's real, because
wow,
he just did this for me. And this was for me. And she literally was like, he just walked. This is what she said. He just walked into this room for me. And
wow.
And that was really what the feeling was that for these 10 women, that entire arena, it was a setup. We were all there. We all thought we were there for her or for ourselves, like to learn something. We weren't. We were all there for them. And so we jumped up, and we were at the very, very top. And we started making our way down, and we both had our ministry t-shirts on. And one of my favorite parts of this whole story is, as we were making our way down, people were congratulating me. Like, this is the best decision you ever made. and I was just like, I literally was like, thank you. Like, I don't know how to take this. And she just, it delighted her that she even said to me, like, they think you're the one, you know? And so we go down front, and she went back, you know, back behind the thing and gave her life to Christ. And they said, does anyone in the room want to share their story? And she looked at me and she was like, should I? And I was like, I mean, go for it. And so she talked about her life and in front of strangers. It was amazing to see all the knowledge she had been gaining of the Word of God. It doesn't mean anything until Jesus shows up. Right. It just doesn't mean anything until Jesus shows up. And so that's kind of the backside of the story, or my perspective.
You're just blown away. Yes, it is great. Praise God. To God be the Lord. Let me just talk to all of you who are watching right now. I have no idea what's going on in your life. But if you have one spiritual fiber in your being, you have just beheld the glory of the Lamb, the Lord, and the sunrise, and the love of the light poured out on all of us in Christ. Because all of us without Christ are just like a naked person, a stripper, somebody that's defeated, somebody that's wrong. And we never boast in our righteousness. We receive His. It is His grace, His life. It's the price He paid for those girls, for every person watching. And for God to move on Beth like He did. See, this is the Holy Spirit. This is not religious life, which is so repulsive. Religion and the traditions of men as the commands of God, it's ugly to God. It's not ugly to you. And bless church folks' heart. A lot of times we move so far from the Jesus Beth just talked about and the one that Cassie is sharing so beautifully in her mother. If you sense the Spirit of God touching you, that sunlight's coming up over you, would you just like that precious girl, I got to go? What she's saying is, I've got to walk through that door that He's asked me to come into, and He wants to come into me. I don't know how to explain it all, but I gotta have it. Just ask Him right where you are. Jesus, give me the life You died to make possible. Forgive me. Give me the life and the love that You can so freely give. I receive it. Just tell Him. You call the number there on the screen. And you say, I just prayed. I want to send you a book. It's a simple Bible study. Real simple. Knowing God as Father. I didn't have a father. I'm the product of a rape. My hospice mother, working over an elderly man in his home, was raped by the alcoholic son when she was 40. Conceived her first child. The doctor wouldn't abort me. And I was allowed to be born. I met the Father. I want to tell you about that Father. So you call and say, I just ask Jesus to come into my heart, okay? You do that. Beth and Cassie, what is the name of the ministry? And if people wanted to find you online and say, we want to get involved, we want to help you in everything that you're doing because we bear witness, they may be in the Shreveport area, they may be outside. They may say, teach us how to do it in our area. What's the name of it?
The name of our ministry is called The Hub Ministry, and our website's thehubministry.com. Our work with women in the sex industry is called Purchase, Not For Sale, but it's all on that one website.
All right, and it's there on the screen. You can see it. And go there. Listen, some of you want to support her. Do it. Big time. I mean, big time. I really pray you will. Would you like to say thanks to Beth for this story and to Cassie for sharing this miracle? This is a miracle of God's grace, and you are two beautiful women dressed up in Jesus. And you know, I look pretty good dressed up in Jesus, an old guy like me, and everybody out here can. And it is beautiful how much He wants His sunlight to rise over
what
all
it's all about, truly.
It really is.
What it's
Beth,
all about.
This quest, get it online or go to the bookstores. This is, according to Beth and everybody I've talked to, simply the best thing she's ever done. To help you get in the Word and the Word in you and begin to carry you in new intimacy. Now, here's what I want all of you to do. Beth is so much a part of this because she's been to the ends of the earth, to the mission fields. She's been to hell and back to deliver the Word of God and the love of God for a heavenly cause. She knows how effective it is. Would you right now just watch and then respond as God leads? Because I'm telling you something. The same miracle you just heard about, you can be a part of it. And you can see millions of lives changed. I'm not exaggerating. One life at a time, you see them changed. Watch.
Everyone on Earth depends on water to live. Where access to clean water is lacking, people either die from thirst or they resort to desperate measures, often with tragic results.
Abana tafite ubusake nibaza ko tafatiwe na yamazi amandatu glorioza gloria glorioza yapfuye afise umwaka n'ameza ta shedrake yari umwana yarakubagana ariko ahagwariye oya ntiyari bwagere kugira ibintu akora cyane yarakiri muto ariko yarambabaje kuko mukumbabaza yamviriye ko nabi gose yamviriye ko nabi n'agahutu nsigaye ninukira yaguma ncibwa ko acibwa ko sindi bushyire hasi sindi bugirene nta kundi nari kugira nanjye Shadrake yarambabaje ntazumva mu mutima.
Every child's death is a tragedy. The deaths of Virginia's children are especially painful in that they could have been prevented simply by drilling a clean water well in their village. We cannot change the past, but there are children still alive whose futures hang in the balance and can still be saved. If we only choose to act.
You've heard the story of that precious mother's loss, and there's another child that's sick. We can drill that well. I'm talking about rapidly. There are 400 areas that the missionaries have shown us. Tremendous need, just like that. We're reaching now towards 6,000 wells, but 400 this year. The millions of lives that you've saved. Betty, when you look at that woman's face, you understand as a mother.
I do. There's no way to adequately describe to you the heartache of a mother in the loss of a child. I don't care how old or young they are. There's no way to describe it. And that mother has experienced it more than once and may again if we don't get her the help that she needs. You know, there's many diseases that we, as hard as we try, we can't find a cure for. But this one, there's a cure for. It's the water, the diseased water that's killing these precious children and making these mothers' hearts just break. Please join with us and let's drill the water wells because that's the answer. We can prevent this from happening in so many cases. Please join with us and let's get them water for life, literally.
Thank you, Betty. We have only a few days left now to really get the resources necessary to not only fulfill the heart desire and the vision of the missionaries to share water for life while they point to the water of life consistently and effectively. So we really need to hear from you. The wells, the 400 we need to drill, they cost $4,800 each. That's the average. There are some places we might get down for less than $2,000, or some we're going to pay $7,000 or $8,000 because of the terrain, because of the difficulty and the time frame in each place. But it still averages, thank God, because energy costs have not gone out of sight and the fuel costs, we're able to do it for $4,800. Can you drill a well? I believe if you can, you will. People tell us it's one of the greatest joys that they have. We have one man that drills a well every month. We've got churches that commit to drill 10 a year. Thank God for that. We've got companies that do it. But most of it, it's couples or individuals who say, we're going to do this. And what a joy. Some will say, James, I wish I could, but I can't. But I can do part of it, 1,200 or 2,400. Another person joins you, three people join you, we got a well. So make that gift and pray for the others to join. But most of the resources come from people who will say, I can help 30 people by giving 144, because that's what that gift will do, a gift of 48. We'll give 10 people water the rest of their life. So there's a level at which you can help. Would you please right now dial that number or go online and take that bank card and use it like a check the way you should always use it and make the gift God puts on your heart. You're giving, really you are, you're giving the greatest gift possible. You're giving a gift of life and a gift of love. Would you do that right now, please? I pray you go to the phone or go online right now and just follow the leadership of God's Spirit. Thanks for sharing life.
Every day, children living in extreme poverty are forced to make a dreadful choice. Drink dirty, polluted water filled with deadly disease, or die from thirst. No child should ever be faced with this decision. The good news is there is a solution. Mission Water for Life is one of the most proven and viable demonstrations of God's love in the world today. You can help end the suffering, because clean water changes everything. With your gift today, you can help drill 400 water wells in remote villages in over 15 nations. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 people. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10. $72 will provide for 15 people. And $144 will help provide fresh, life-giving water for 30 people for a lifetime. With your gift, we'll send you the riches of Christ, what true prosperity looks like, filled with wisdom, prayers, and scripture. James Robison adds insight from what God has shown him about finding contentment in the Father's provision for your life. With your gift of $100 or more, please request the Children of the World Storybook Bible. This easy-to-read Bible features colorful art by children from nearly 50 countries around the world. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well. And you may request the Bridge of Faith frame canvas print by Thomas Kincaid. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
Well, we have some beautiful gifts to send you for sharing the gift of life. I really hope you'll read The Riches of Christ. This is me sharing my heart, and it's a beautiful gift book. It's simple, but it teaches you what true prosperity looks like, what it is to learn to give, to love. I'm telling you, it's amazing what happens then. And, you know, if you help us with the well, and the way we mentioned, we'll get that beautiful Bridge of Faith. Beth Moore's The Quest, incredible Bible sets in the bookstores. And there's Cassie's website. If you miss it, you want to call and say, give it to me, you can go online. It'll be on Life Today, and you can find it there. Would you say thanks to Beth and Cassie? Good to have you again, Beth, all week.
It was such a blast. It was so much fun. Thank you.
Cassie Grayson, sweetheart. Thank you. Thank you, Mom, and all that helped you. Thank you for watching. Thanks for sharing life.
If you're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, come be a part of the Life Today studio audience. Call or email today to reserve your tickets. You'll be inspired and entertained. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.